أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam, He placed him in Jannatin Na'im, in the eternal gardens of paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Adam alayhi salam, وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ We said, O Adam, أُسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ That live therein in Jannah, you and your wife, and eat freely from the fruits of Jannah. But do not approach this tree, otherwise you will be from the wrongdoers. Otherwise you will be from the wrongdoers. But as we know, the story goes on, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the shaytan, he deceived Adam alayhi salam. But before we discuss how shaytan he deceived Adam alayhi salam, a question we should ask ourselves: where is this Jannah that Adam alayhi salam lived in? Is it the Jannah that where all the believers will return to in the afterlife? Or is it a different Jannah? Now, this is something that the scholars have differed over for many centuries. Some have been of the opinion that this is a Jannah which is separate from the Jannah that the believers will reside in the hereafter. However, the stronger opinion, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, that the Jannah that Adam alayhi salam lived in is the Jannah that we all insha'Allah ta'ala will return to in the Akhirah, in the afterlife. And the proof of that lies in a hadith which is reported in Sahih Muslim, whereby Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يَجْمَعُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى يَجْمَعُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى النَّاسَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will gather the people together. فَيَقُومُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ And the believers will stand, حَتَّى تُزْلَفُ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ Until Jannah will be brought closer to them. فَيَأْتُونَ آدَمَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ And then they will approach Adam alayhi salam, and they will say to Adam, Ya Abana, O our father, استفتح لنا الجنة. That seek Jannah, the doors of Jannah to be opened for us. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannah to be opened for us. And so Adam alayhi salam will say, وَهَلْ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا خَطِيئَةُ أَبِيكُمْ Wasn't it the mistake of your father, referring to himself, Adam alayhi salam? Wasn't it due to his mistake that took you out of this Jannah in the first place? Indicating that Adam alayhi salam originated from the Jannah that we will all insha'Allah ta'ala return to. But Adam alayhi salam, he ate from the tree. Shaytan deceived him. فَأَذَلَّهُمَ الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا And he took them away from what they were in. فَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ And so it was said to them, اِهْبِطُوا Descend down onto earth. بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ That you will be enemies to one another. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَىٰ حِينٌ And you will have a مستقر, a place of residency. وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَىٰ حِينٌ And you'll enjoy aspects of this worldly life. إِلَىٰ حِينٌ For a certain period of time. Indicating what they're for. indicating that our life on this dunya is temporary. Indicating therefore that we have an original abode. We have an original homeland, which is not upon this earth. Rather, it lies in Jannah. It lies in the hereafter. Brothers and sisters in Al-Islam, when the person realizes, when the believer realizes that this home is not his dunya, it has certain ramifications and effects that transform the way the believer lives in this life. From amongst those is that the believer lives in this life in a state of unease, in a state of worry and concern, because he wishes to return back to his homeland. He does not feel established upon this earth, because he knows he is a stranger. And this is from the effects as well. A believer lives upon this earth as a stranger. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Kun fi dunya ka'annaka gharibun aw 'abir as-sabil." Be in this life as a stranger or someone passing by. Now, what does this mean? Live this life, be in this world as a stranger. Imagine you are about to set upon a journey to a distant land, a land which you do not belong to, a land in which you do not feel familiar with its surroundings, its people, its buildings. How would you feel residing in that land? Would you feel at ease? Would you feel at home? Would you feel that comfort that you find when you are in your own homes in this dunya? The answer is no. And this is the example of the believer. He knows that he is here in this dunya for a temporary period of time, but he knows eventually he has to return back to his homeland. So he feels this sense of ghurba, of strangeness. But then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, be in this life as if you are a stranger or someone passing by. Abir as-sabil. And this is of a higher level. Because a stranger might reside in that land for X amount of time, but the one who passes by, then he does not even sit down to have a rest. And this is the example Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam struck for himself, whereby he said, the example of me and this dunya is like a rider on a journey, and he stops to rest under the shade of a tree. He rests and then he gets up and then he carries on with his journey. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had the akhirah as his goal, the hereafter as his destination. What is our destination in this dunya? فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. So where are you going? Where are you going with your lives? Have you made the dunya your concern and become heedless of the hereafter? Didn't Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam say, Allahumma la taj'ali ad-dunya akbara hammina wa la mablagha 'ilmina. Oh Allah, do not make the dunya our major concern, the most important concern. And do not make the dunya the extent of our knowledge. Brothers and sisters in Al-Islam, from the consequences of knowing that we are here temporarily and that we are returning back to our homeland, is that we do not become upset by the worldly concerns. We do not compete with one another over the dunya. We do not break ties of kinship over matters related to wealth and status and the dunya. Why? Because this dunya is za'ila. This dunya will eventually perish. It is faniya. It will be struck into oblivion. Kullu man 'alayha fan. That everything will perish, except for the countenance and the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is of paramount importance that the believer recalls to his mind and visualizes this idea that he is returning back to his Lord. How many of us wake up in the morning realizing that we have a goal to achieve, and that is the goal of Al-Akhirah, the goal of Jannah. However, when the believer lives this life, ignorant to this reality, that he is returning back to his Lord, then there are certain consequences as well. From amongst those is that the person becomes engrossed into the worldly affairs of this dunya, such that his dunya becomes his major concern. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They know the apparent affairs of this worldly life. And what are the apparent affairs of this worldly life? ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They know how to construct buildings. They know how to dig canals in the roads and build structure and build roads. They know how to do these worldly things. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. But they are heedless of the hereafter. غافلون, heedlessness, غفلة. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْعَنْعَامِ. Allah describes them. They are like the cattle. They are like the cattle. In what sense? What is the purpose of the cattle? Cattle eat and drink, reproduce every day of their lives. This is their function, this is their role. Just to eat and sleep and to enjoy the comforts of this dunya. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ. Those who have no concept of the akhirah. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. No, rather they are more astray. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the cattle for the benefit of mankind. They are fulfilling their purpose. They are fulfilling their purpose. But the human being does not fulfill his purpose if he lives his life like the cattle. Because his purpose is more noble. His purpose is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His purpose is to use this dunya as a means to achieve success in the akhirah. And from amongst the effects of being heedless of this reality of that we are returning back to Allah and the akhirah, is that we make the dunya our major concern. As the dua of Rasulullah ﷺ warned us against, that do not, O Allah, do not make the dunya the major concern of our lives. Rasulullah ﷺ, he also said in a hadith, مَنْ كَانَتِ الْآخِرَةُ هَمَّهُ. Whoever made the akhirah his major concern in life, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ غِنَاهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place richness and contentment in his heart. وَجَمَعَ لَهُ شَمْلَهُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather his affairs together. Meaning he will find everything close by to him. He will find this stability. He will find that everything is gathered together in one place for him. وَمَنْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا هَمَّهُ. Whoever made the dunya his concern, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ فَقْرَهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place poverty in front of him. وَفَرَّقَ اللَّهُ شَمْلَهُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will disperse his affairs. وَلَمْ يَأْتِيهِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَا قُدِّرَ لَهُ. And nothing of the dunya will come to him except that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed. Look at the comparison between the two types of people. The one who makes the akhirah his concern and the one who makes the dunya his concern. The one who makes the akhirah his concern, what did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place contentment and richness in his heart. What is richness and what is poverty? Being rich means you are in a state where you are free from any needs. This is true wealth. This is true wealth. When you're in a situation where you feel internally that you have no need of anything else, you are content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. And this is why Rasulullah said in the hadith, وَأَتَتْهُ الدُّنْيَا وَهِيَ رَاغِمَةٌ. And the dunya will come to him, but despite him having no real attachment and concern for it, no desire for it, it will come to him. And Allah will gather his affairs together. But the one who makes the dunya his concern, Allah will place poverty in his heart. And what is faqr? Poverty. Poverty is when a person is in a state of need. And a person can be in a state of poverty even if he is a millionaire. How? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken contentment away from his heart, and he is never satisfied with the dunya. He is always in a state of need, and therefore he is in a state of poverty. And as it was wisely said, there are some people, they are so poor that the only thing they have is money. There are some people, they are so poor that the only thing they have is money. Subhanallah. What a wise saying. This is the reality of the one who makes the dunya his concern. He will continuously be in a state of poverty no matter how much wealth he gathers together. And look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Allahu Akbar. Say, in the fadl of Allah, the grace of Allah, and in His mercy, let them rejoice in that. For that is better than all the wealth that they amass. Subhanallah. And the fadl, the grace of Allah. What is the fadl of Allah? Many scholars said it refers to Islam. What is the rahmah of Allah in this ayah? Many scholars said it's Iman, or there's some many scholars said it's the Quran. Meaning it's the teachings of your faith that is better than the wealth that they gather together. So the believer is rich in his heart. But subhanAllah, whilst he is rich in his heart, he is in a state of poverty to his Lord. So he is rich with the dunya because he is content with what Allah has given to him, because his focus is set on the akhirah. But he is poor to his Lord. Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah, wallahu huwa al-ghaniyul hamid. O mankind, you are in a state of poverty to your Lord. You are in need for your Lord. You are in need. We are in need of Allah to guide us. We are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us on the steadfast, straight path. We are in need of Allah to give us tawfiq, to do good deeds and to accept our deeds. We are in need of Allah to forgive us. We are in need of Allah to accept our actions. We are in need of Allah to grant us Jannah. Are we not in a state of poverty to Allah? Absolutely. But subhanallah, look at the disbeliever. He lives his life in the opposite way. And the one who makes this dunya his concern, he is in a state of poverty with the dunya, but he feels as though he is in no need of his Lord. أَمَّا مَنْ إِسْتَغْنَى. As for the one who إِسْتَغْنَى, who thinks he is free from his Lord, meaning he has no need of his Lord. This is the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala criticizes in the Quran. وَأَتَتْهُ الدُّنْيَا. Regarding the one who makes the dunya his concern, أَتَتْهُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَمْ يَأْتِهِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَا قُدِّرَ لَهُ. Nothing of the dunya will come to him except that which was decreed. Meaning he will keep on wanting more and more from this dunya, but only that small amount which was decreed for him will come to him, whilst he will not be in a state of contentment. SubhanAllah. These are the consequences of the one who makes the dunya his major concern in his life, and he forgets his destination in the akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to be able to see that we are returning back to our Lord. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to make the dunya our least concern and to make the akhirah our major concern. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, when a person connects his heart to the Akhirah, it has certain effects. From those effects is that his Iman becomes complete. We know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he taught us the pillars of Iman. And tu'minu billah, that you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusuli, and that you believe in the malaika, and you believe in the scriptures, and you believe in the messengers, and you believe in fate and predestination, the good and bad thereof, and you believe in the akhirah. Now, if you look to the order or the tartib of these arkan, of these pillars, we'll see a beautiful sequence. A sequence which is based upon order. And tu'mina billah, that you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what comes next? After you believe in the creator of the heavens and the earth, the believer must know, what does his creator want from him? And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created these angels with the task of conveying this message from their Lord to mankind. So the importance of believing in the angels. And tu'mina billah wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi. And then the belief in the scriptures. So the scriptures are the manifestation of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from the creation. These scriptures are the means by which we understand what our Creator wants from us. And then after we've received these scriptures, what do we do with these scriptures? We need to know how to implement these scriptures in our lives. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the messengers. And tu'mina billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi, and his messengers. And that you believe in the Akhirah. Because after you're imitating the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in how he lived this Quran and how he lived the teachings within this Quran, we must know what the consequences of that are. And so we believe in the afterlife. We believe in the Ba'ath and the Nushur. So if you look to these arkan of Iman, we see that subhanallah, the belief in the Akhirah plays such a fundamental role, because it puts everything else into perspective. If there was no Akhirah, what is the point of the Risalah? What is the point of this revelation if there is no Akhirah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-adl, He is the all-just. And so He wants to reward, and He will reward those who do good, and He will punish those who deserve to be punished. And so brothers and sisters in al-Islam, it is wajib upon us that we connect our hearts to the Akhirah and understand our position in this dunya, and understand that we are here on a temporary basis, and that we will return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, if the first command in the Quran was do not drink alcohol or do not commit zina, no one would have stopped committing zina. No one would have stopped drinking alcohol. However, the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed was the surah al-Mufassala. And these are the surahs in the Quran from chapter 50, surah Qaf, until the end of the Quran. And in these surahs is the description of paradise and hellfire. And then the hearts became attached to Iman. ثم نزل الحلال والحرام. And then the halal and the haram, it came. And only then, subhanAllah, were the believers able to implement the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah. Only then were they really able to successfully abide by the halal and the haram. Why? Because their hearts were connected to the Akhirah. Brothers and sisters, we complain that our youth are far from Islam. Our parents complain that their children are not obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. How many of us have instilled in their hearts the belief in the Akhirah? If our youth have no concept of the hereafter, no concept of paradise and hellfire, how do you expect them to adhere to the halal and the haram? We need to drive this point home, brothers and sisters, to our youth, to ourselves. We need to remind ourselves of the Akhirah. Connect your hearts to the Akhirah. Connect your hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then it will become easier for you to do good deeds and stay away from haram. Look at the example of the Sahabi Umair ibn al-Hammam radiallahu an. When during a battle, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he spoke to the companions and he said, قُومُوا إِلَى جَنَّاتٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Stand and rise for the paradise. The width of that is the heavens and the earth. Umair ibn al-Hammam radiallahu anhu, he was eating some dates. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, Jannatin, arduha as-samawati wal-ard. Heavens, paradises, really, as wide as the heavens and the earth. And he says, yes. And then he looked at his dates. And he said, لَإِنْ عِشْتُ حَتَّى أَكُلَ هَذِي التَّمَرَاتِ إِنَّهَا لَحَيَاةٌ طَوِيلًا. That if I was to live long enough to eat all of these dates, then indeed it is a long life. He took his sword out of his sheath, broke his sheath, an indication that he was not going to return, and he fought until he was killed. This is the effect of knowing your destination. This is the effect of connecting your hearts to the Akhirah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَوَاللَّهِ, in reference to the people of Jannah, مَا أَعْطَاهُمْ شَيْئًا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّظَرْ إِلَى وَجْهِهِ الْكَرِيمِ. By Allah, Allah will not give anything more beloved to the people of Jannah than this bliss of being able to gaze at the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the Jannatul Na'im, the paradise in which people do not grow old, people do not suffer from any illnesses, paradise where you'll be able to recline on couches, paradise where you face no hardship, no toil, paradise where you'll be able to gaze at the face of Allah, paradise where you'll be able to be with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companions, the righteous a'imma of this deen. What is this hayati dunya? What is this worldly life in comparison to the Akhirah? Connect your hearts to the Akhirah. Realize that your time is coming to an end. Realize that the punishment of the Akhirah is not worth, and the sins that you commit on this earth, it's not worth the punishment that we will could receive in the Akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us hearts that turn towards Allah and turn towards the Akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the muwaffaqeen, those who are granted the success to work for the Akhirah. Allahumma waffiqna lima tuhibbu wa tarda. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة الفردوس الأعلى ونعوذ بك من النار. اللهم إنا نسألك صحبة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والصحابة أجمعين يا رب العالمين. اللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وأقم الصلاة، إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر.